sounds of Salzburg. Over the weekend, we attended a stunning production of Claude Debussy's excruciatingly sad opera, Pelléas and Mélisande, with Don Upshaw. It took place in a Salzburg Festival theater that's carved out of the rock of a mountainside. The next night, we were in the Gilded Theater of the Mozarteum to hear the Hagen String Quartet play Beethoven, Schoenberg, and Schubert, and the ovation, it included much stomping on the old wooden floor. Now, throughout this ancient city, there is music. The Mozart's G minor symphony coming from within the Glockenspiel restaurant, an Austrian folk trio playing Strauss waltzes in the Mozartplatz, the soft bird song of crowds speaking Austrian German in the narrow, cobbled streets. And on early Sunday morning, I was walking the deserted Salzburg streets amid the many churches and cathedrals of Romanesque and Rococo, Baroque and Gothic architecture, and a church bell rang out at the stroke of 7, and then another gonging in the middle distance, and then there were chimes, and then another deeper bell, and in an instant the whole empty town was resounding with bells. This is James in Salzburg, Auf Wiedersehen, for now. Thank you.